Wake Me Up. This is the Fully Charged Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Funny little story for you guys that I didn't say on the show today.
Do you want to keep it for tomorrow's show?
Oh.
Well, you can keep it. You can do it on the podcast.
I just touched a little briefly on it. Oh, no. This is a really sad show for us.
It is.
And how can you hit me with that?
No,
10 minutes after we played our final at home with Graham and Nathan.
People do listen to the podcast.
It's so sad, though, that... Can we reveal why it's sad at home?
He just said it.
It's the last
you
episode.
Don't. We had this conversation over the weekend that Nathan doesn't listen
to me. He just doesn't listen. It's
you
like will... when you repeat stuff that he's already said on the radio.
But
and like,
it's not even a few days later. It's a couple of seconds later.
Callum,
what's going on?
And then you just sit there with your teeth out going...
You asked me about the Wolves match last night and I said something about meatballs.
Yes, I said... what did I say?
You went, what did you think of the Wolves match last night? And I went, what do I think about meatballs?
Yeah.
You hear what you want to hear, I suppose, in life, don't you?
Well, that's not good for a radio presenter whose job it is to respond to things that other people say.
Is everyone excited about going Zorb footballing later
on
today?
I'm a little bit scared. I just don't want to get injured, so I might hide on the field. Like, I want to actually play football. I just don't want to tackle anyone.
Yeah, so we're going with some competition winners. From last week, we did a Nui competition. Urban Adventure, 2 weeks ago, we went ziplining into Braddon Wood.
That looked really fun. I was disappointed that wasn't there.
It was
that.
A lot more fun than I anticipated.
The weather just was quite bad that
chucking
day.
It down.
But today, the weather will be chucking it down again.
Yeah.
Sorry, is it outdoors or indoors?
Outdoors.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
For some reason, I thought it was indoors.
It's on like AstroTurf.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. That's probably more comfortable. Falling over.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Well, when you fall over, your body won't be hit because you're in the bubble.
I don't know how we're going to get back up unless it's centered that the bubble pops you back up.
Yeah. But otherwise, you're just going to be turtle on your back.
I've got training tonight as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Are you going to go home after today? What's your plan?
Are you trying to fish for a lift?
I'm just asking.
I've already fished for a lift.
What would your kind of plan be?
Why? You can get the bus.
It's good to know.
You can get the bus. You can get the bus.
What are you thinking though?
What am I feeling?
What's your day? How does it
look? I'm gonna make no plans. If I'm free, I'm just gonna head home. If not, I might wait.
What are you gonna do?
I might go home because I got a long day today.
You might go home.
Yeah.
What time? What time would you go home?
Whenever I get my stuff done.
What time do you?
Don't know. I honestly don't know.
Are you bringing Callum?
Maybe.
Are you going?
Maybe.
I'm a teammate.
Right, yeah, but
how you're behaving.
Yeah, but you got stuff to do today. You've got to do downtown.
Not doing downtown today.
Oh, yes, I thought it was Wednesday.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, but you might do it today because
no,
you're going to have a busy...
prepared for
you can
it
have a busy day tomorrow.
I don't have a busy day tomorrow.
Yes, you do.
What's my busy day tomorrow?
You record the other podcast.
Yeah? That's fine.
Graham and Nathan's Little Big Podcast.
And then you have to edit it. Oh, no, you actually edit it in the morning of Thursday morning during the 6 o'clock hour during the prep, and it really annoys me, and I've never ever mentioned it.
Hold on a second.
He edits.
Do you do that?
No, I don't.
Nathan, please don't do that. Please don't do that. How long have you been doing this for?
I haven't been doing it for
how long have you been doing that for?
A few months.
I don't do it every Thursday morning.
Nathan.
I've done it the odd time.
Nathan, come on. Don't be doing that. You know that's wrong.
But it feels so right. It feels so good.
Honestly?
Stop.
I'm not giving out.
No, everyone's giving out. I'm not
I was
getting a
honestly,
lift and I'm being
this morning,
I'm being bullied.
I was thinking, and I'm not joking, I go, he's really like, looking up more newspapers.
I am.
I know, but
I'm
then I
really
find
out
on a Thursday.
No, Thursday. I find this piece of information out, and I go, "Oh,
I really don't do it.
Why
it's a lie.
Why don't you edit it at home? You have a laptop now.
I don't have Adobe.
I can get you Adobe.
I don't do it every week.
You can get.
I've done it the odd time.
You can get Adobe though to do it at home.
Bring in your laptop, and I'll put Adobe on it in work.
That's a great. It's offering to give you Adobe. That's fantastic. Why wouldn't you want that on your laptop?
How much does it cost?
I'll get you Adobe.
See
what? He's saying he'll get you Adobe.
What's on the show today?
Nathan.
Everyone's cornering
me. It would be nice to have you at home, that if I'm ever not able to do something, or Callum's not able to do something, go, Nathan, would you be able to just edit that real quickly?
Because you're getting better at editing.
How complimentary were we of your editing today?
It was condescending.
It wasn't.
It was. Did you hear Callum yesterday? Oh, you put a knock of a button.
And the stop down. I don't even know.
Callum doesn't know how to give compliments. He gives them sarcastically. I give good compliments.
Very true.
I give good compliments.
Look, I'm sorry about Thursday, all right?
Yeah, don't do it again.
I'm sorry. Jesus, I'm trying my best.
I really got him in the dog.
I'm trying my best.
Here's the podcast, because we haven't got much time left.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
I would like to welcome Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
Graham and Nathan.
7 a.m.
This is
103. Let's go!
Good morning. It is 7:04. You are listening to Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. I'm Graham O'Toole. This is Nathan O'Reilly.
Hello there. What do you think of how I dance into the studio like Ellen DeGeneres? Do you get annoyed by it, or do you think it's endearing?
It's very unnerving. It's strange, especially when you stare me directly in the eye and shake your hips at me.
And what do you think of when I ask to turn the lights off so you can't see me, and then I go, I'm here?
I'm just a little bit afraid I could turn them on and you could be naked. So that's always a fear. But yesterday, Nathan, after the show, you were a little bit upset with me. And in around 5 minutes' time, I want to do my very best in making it up to you, if that's okay.
Well, I'll be very kind of you.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
And Nathan, after the show yesterday, you were a little bit disappointed with me.
I was very annoyed.
It's got something to do with the showbiz shootout, because I kind of hijacked your story. Are you going to continue talking about mattresses now, or can I put in and I know you want to go, oh, other strange requests from celebrities.
That is what I was going to do.
You were talking about Mick Jagger wanting a brand new mattress every time they go to a hotel. And then I said, I saw this tweet from Mattress Mick, was very funny. But you had other strange requests from celebrities, which I just binned off and threw to the side.
You derailed my story. I'd prepared so much work into that segment, but it was going to waste. You weren't letting me do it.
The thing about this show is myself and producer Callum, we do a lot of news in this morning. We go through the papers and online, and a lot of the stuff we put out there never gets used. But Nathan only does the bare minimum, and everything he researches and looks up, he wants to use because he feels like it'd be a waste of his time. You could be watching football videos as opposed to doing this. So Nathan, as an apology, I'm so sorry I did that yesterday. Do you want to give us the extra bit of news you researched yesterday?
Please, okay? I put my hand in the bin and I had to get the sheet of paper back instead of printing a brand new sheet. I'm going to speak about three celebrities. These are big people. Beyoncé, Justin Timberlake and Adele.
So like Mick Jagger, they have big demands as celebrities, yeah?
Yes, of course. Whenever Beyoncé is staying in a hotel, the room needs to be 78 degrees exactly. She also requires heavily seasoned chicken legs, complete with bottles of Pepsi. And she actually is in a contract agreement where all she can drink is Pepsi. She can only be seen with Pepsi.
Oh, it's contracted.
Isn't that so interesting?
Now, Beyonce, if you're in your hotel room, have a can of Coke if you want.
No, she likes drinking right beside the window so everyone can see.
I have a thing in this studio as well where I like to have the aircon at a specific temperature, but they don't listen to me.
No, it's absolutely freezing.
Let's go. Okay, so sorry. Hot. Sorry for asking.
Justin Timberlake. He refuses to share an elevator or the floor of a hotel with anyone else. Because of this, his team, they have to hold the elevator for JT, and only JT, and they rent out the entire floor, so he doesn't get to see anyone else. Very antisocial. And Adele, friend of the show, Adele. First of all, are you enjoying this story? Are you?
I'm really enjoying it.
Stimulated?
I am.
Do you wish I didn't ask you, are you enjoying it, and continued with the flow?
It seems like you're very self-aware, and you have no confidence in this whatsoever.
Adele was staying at a farmhouse retreat in the English countryside. That sounds absolutely beautiful. She was donning her little cap, monocle and walking stick.
Now I'm starting to unenjoy it. You're going off topic. Stick with the story.
I got giddy. She was rumoured to have a craving for a pizza in her local pizza place in London. And she actually got a member of staff to drive 280 miles to get that said pizza.
Okay.
When the person eventually returned, "Oh, Adele, I have your Hawaiian pizza. There's your pizza." Oh, Adele's asleep. She doesn't want it anymore.
Oh, no.
How annoyed would you be?
Well, the pizza would be freezing as well, wouldn't it? But maybe she liked the pizza colder, or maybe the day after. She probably had it for breakfast. You know when you come back after a night out and you have got one slice of pizza left and you go, "Oh, yeah, that's going to be tasty. That's tasty."
How relieved would you be if you actually ate it halfway through the journey?
Oh, yeah.
And you're thinking, "Oh, no."
You're sweating like, "Oh, my God. Adele's going to kill me. She's going to kill me." Nathan, I actually think that was, I think I redeemed myself by allowing you to do it, and you redeemed yourself by doing it.
Can I use this in the showbiz shootout?
Ooh.
Or will I have to do more work?
You got 20 minutes to figure it out, so okay. Not long enough for Nathan.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
Graham, you've often said that you rule these streets. You don't believe in paying for parking. Well, I have a game for you this morning. Yes. Come on, Graham. Let's
I will
be
say,
having you.
I hate paying for parking. I don't... I'll be honest. I avoid it as much as I can.
So you don't pay for parking fees or fines?
I don't get fined because I'm very clever where I park.
All right. Well, almost 130 motorists are getting clamped per day. 23,383 vehicles were clamped for illegal parking in the first 6 months of the year.
Wow.
It's absolutely crazy.
Didn't catch me, guys.
Last year, Dublin City Council received €27.9 million from parking fees.
What?
And a further €3.2 million in clamp release fees.
Oh, my God.
So I want to play a game this morning. You know I'm not great with the roads.
Yeah.
So I have a nice sheet and paper in front of me that I'm going to read. But I have some streets and it's just an old-fashioned game of higher or lower.
Okay, so did more or less cars get clamped on this street in the first half of this year?
Starting off with the main road running through Ranelagh, they had 320 clamps in the first 6 months of the year. Was Lower Gardiner Street higher or lower than 320?
Okay, so we're going from Ranelagh, which is kind of a south side town / residential area, to Lower Garden Street on the north side, in round bus Oris and Connolly Station. I'm going to say because there'll be more people visiting people in houses around Ranelagh, Lower Garden Street is more kind of for transport. I'd say it would be lower. Less people were clamped in Lower Gardiner Street.
Graham, my grey-haired friend, you are correct. It is lower.
Yes.
With 171. So Lower Gardiner Street had 171 clamps. Was Merrion Square South higher or lower than 171?
So we're talking about the back of the Dáil, essentially. And you've got the galleries, you've got the museums around there.
You have the big juicy rat that was also in the Dáil recently.
I do. I'm going to say higher just because people will be parking up and running in to go visit all the art galleries and stuff.
How so disappointing. You're wrong.
Oh.
Lower with 168.
Oh,
Graham.
Just the three. Just the three.
I really want you to get this. Was the South Circular Road higher or lower than 168? And please, don't play at home.
Definitely higher, because you've lived on the South Circular Road and I've lived on the South Circular Road and we lived far apart, so this is a long road. It's massive. So definitely more than 168 clamps were put on cars in the first half of the year.
Now, I'm not looking for you to say more. You have to say either higher or lower.
Higher.
Graham, you are correct. It's higher. Yeah. With 310.
I thought you were going to take away the points because I didn't say higher or lower.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
And a couple of minutes ago, Nathan brought us the news that nearly 130 motorists are clamped a day in Dublin City. But another kind of transport-related news. Lewis inspectors have nabbed over 150,000 fare dodgers.
Shocking.
In the last 2.5 years.
Terrible to see.
And it says in the small print here, three of them were Nathan O'Reilly.
Nope. That's not true at all.
Three of them were Nathan.
I dress up as ticket inspectors. I wear my big orange jacket and I start walking up to people. So they think I'm one of them. It's awkward when I have to get off with them, the group on the platform, and go, "Oh, the boss."
And you go to the Christmas party.
Yeah.
And birthday parties. It's very strange.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
I'm feeling hot. I'm feeling sweaty. I'm feeling like chicken tonight. We're out in the Nevada desert. Two Democratic cowboys. They walk hand in hand dressed in cheap leather, and they each have a showbiz news story. And at the end, they decide which one is better. Graham, you start.
I'll start. You know the website Rotten Tomatoes?
Yes.
It basically rates film and television, and it just turned 21. So it asks its users to vote on the 21 most memorable moments from cinema in the last 21 years.
How fascinating.
So I have a couple selected ones from the 21 list. We'll start lower in the list. At 17 was The Kiss in the Rain in The Notebook.
Ah, yeah.
At 12, Harry Potter and Lord Voldemort having their duel in Deathly Hallows Part 2. At 9, another kiss, but from Spider-Man. You know that upside-down kiss?
Yeah, did anyone in the studio ever try and reenact that?
No, did you?
Ask him for a friend.
I will go to the top three now. The top three most memorable moments into cinema in the last 21 years, according to Rotten Tomatoes. At 3 is I See Dead People from The Sixth Sense.
Terrifying.
At 2, The Snap from Avengers Infinity War. Haven't actually seen that. And at 1... The Joker from The Dark Knight.
Yes, Heath, I'm delighted.
Heath Ledger's portrayal.
Is it the pencil trick or just in general?
In general, The Joker. Heath Ledger's portrayal of The Joker in The Dark Knight. And I know that is your favourite performance of all time, and you even have a Joker poster in your bedroom.
And I'm 28 years of age. Graham, thank you for that.
Thank you.
Now, at least twice a week, I speak about Katy Price, a.k.a. Jordan, and I'm going to do it the first one this week. The headline reads, Katy Price's horror as two superfans crawl through the dog flap at her home and stay the night while she's away with boyfriend Chris. Now, Jordan, Katy Price, she's actually had a very busy couple of weeks because she's been over in Turkey getting her face done.
Okay.
Cosmetic surgery, yeah. Graham. Maybe you could look into it. Now, she invited these fans over to her house, but forgot that she did it. So it didn't come as a huge surprise.
Right, that makes a little bit more sense.
But the fans travelled for ages, arrived at the house, I ring the doorbell, knocking on the door, no answer. An enormous dog flap, cat flap. They crawl in. There's a picture of it.
Oh my God, that's very easily fit through there. It's not struggling to get in there.
Literally sat in her living room and started stroking. She has a hairless cat.
Ooh.
Yeah, rain.
Okay.
And look, then when she returned, they were still there having a great time.
But that was okay.
That was okay.
I'm shocked that she has got super fans.
I know.
What would they be fans of? Nathan, I think hands down it's a much better story this morning.
Thank you so much.
It's a much better story.
And sorry about that comment about your face. I'll take that home.
That's okay.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong?
You gotta get it wrong. You got to get it wrong.
Now, you don't have to love this game, but I sincerely hope you do, because we do it every morning at this time, and it would be a real slap in the face.
It is where we put 1 minute on the clock, and all you have to do, it's very simple, just get the questions wrong. Amy sits on top of our leaderboard with 14, and if you top our leaderboard at the end of the week, you win €100. We have April on the line. April, what are you up to?
I'm actually going to work. I'm actually driving to go to work now.
April, you have a fantastic accent. Where are you from?
I'm originally from the States, so I'm originally from California.
Yeehaw, Sunshine City! Maybe.
I know, yeah.
Do you eat a bit of lemon pie in Cali?
Oh, God.
Of course, all the time.
That could have gone two ways. You went. Thankfully, you went. You were happy, but it could have gone very offended. Listen to this.
Oh, no.
April, we're going to have a game. Yes. Of Gotta Get It Wrong. We're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You got to get as many questions wrong as you can. There's no repetition. Okay. Your answer must be in relation to the question, and you only have a couple of seconds to answer before the buzzer comes in. And we move on to the next one. Your score to beat is Amy on 14, so you must get 15 or more. 1 minute on the clock. Here we go.
What was the score in the Man United Wolves match last night?
Hello.
What's the main ingredient in mushroom soup?
Tomatoes.
What film was the character Frodo in?
Popeye.
Do your best Gollum impression.
Oh yeah.
Name a book J.K. Rowling has written.
Winnie the Pooh.
What's 59 minus 5?
Zero.
14 plus 14 is 28. True or false?
False.
What's the capital of Japan?
Sacramento.
What currency do we use in Ireland?
Dollars.
What is Macklemore's job?
An artist.
What does a vet look after?
Cows.
What does a postman deliver?
Pizza.
What does a bin man collect?
Pizza.
Sing a Rita Ora song.
Happy birthday to
what
you.
What nationality is Sean Kingston?
Chinese.
Where is post? Okay, April, how did you find that?
A little bit more difficult, you know, in listening into the car, but it was fun.
I liked your answer for the mushroom soup. Tomatoes.
You're really going all
it
in on our accent.
Tomatoes.
I just have to say, April.
It's tomato.
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 Oh, tomatoes.
April, you are such a lovely woman. You're so remarkable. In everything that you put your mind to, I think you succeed. You're generous, courageous.
Uh-huh.
You reminded me of someone. A very, very young George Bush.
Really?
And April.
Oh,
April.
What a stupid one.
You got 12. Sorry, April.
At least I tried.
You tried. And so did George Bush.
I tried.
Listen to this. April, thank you so much for coming on. You don't go top of the leaderboard. We had a lot of fun this morning. Bye-bye, April.
See you, April.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
It is the most heated duel to ever happen on the radio. Graham and I were bringing out festival merch for Electric Picnic.
Yep. It goes on sale in 2 days. We both have two separate companies. But Nathan, this morning we're playing our radio ads, and for the next couple of minutes, this is all going to be about you.
Can I speak about my company?
And then in about 5 to 7 minutes time, it'll be my ad and my company. But for now, your opportunity to sell.
I feel like I'm in the dragon's den right now. I'm not really that prepared. So my company is called Foamy Festival Feet. When I was a young boy, I was given a pair of Crocs. And for 14 years, I've had the same pair. And they've changed my life. They're my favorite thing in the world. So that's why it inspired my brand of footwear. I have a logo designed from my good friend Max. It's of a quite a creepy looking crocodile with small beady eyes, with a green outer ring that says Foamy Festival Feet. I've put €100 into this business. I have 12 different pairs of Foamy Festival Feet in a range of colors and sizes, and I genuinely believe that my company is going to change the footwear world for good.
They go on sale in 2 days' time.
Oh, and I should say it costs $19.99, a bargain price.
All proceeds will be going to a charity we will be announcing in less than half an hour.
Yeah.
But Nathan, we need our radio ad.
So, yeah, I went into the studio. My brain was working very slowly, but I am happy with my Foamy Festival ad.
Foamy Festival Feet Headquarters.
Quickly, quickly, we don't have much time. Did you bring everything I asked you to get, Benji?
Well, my name is Greg, but yes.
First, I need lots of foam.
There you go.
Next, colour dye.
I've got pink, yellow, blue, black, white and purple.
And finally, sweat from a donkey.
Well, that one was quite hard to get.
Excuse me?
Well, I found a donkey, but it didn't sweat.
Well, I'm gonna need sweat from you. Yes, here we go. I've gotten all the ingredients to create the best footwear the world has ever seen. I just have to press this button.
I don't think you should do it. The world is not ready.
Well, they will have to be. What?
Foamy Festival Feet. Only $19.99.
Oh, come on!
Do you know what?
Did you hear how hard I whipped Benji?
It's a lot better than I was expecting. It was very strange. I like the way it's a radio effect called pitch bender.
Yeah, I love changing voices.
Where you can pitch someone's voice up or down, and that's essentially what he did with Callum. Really well done.
Thank you very much.
Really well done.
I'm still worried about your ad.
My ad is on the way in just over 5 minutes' time. Yeah, I think it's better.
Oh, right.
I think it's better and I think you'll enjoy it. Good morning. If you just joined us, we are doing our radio ads for our festival merch businesses. Myself and Nathan going up against each other in 2 days. Selling. I'm selling sunglasses chain. You're selling knockoff Crocs.
Foamy festival feet. All the money that we raise is going to go towards a charity that we will be revealing at 8:35 this morning. But Graham, you allowed me promote my company a few minutes ago, so I'm now going to let you promote yours.
So my company is changing the sunglass game forever. I have bought 300 sunglass chains in black, gold and silver. They're the little chains that go around your sunglasses, very stylish and also very practical, because if your sunglasses fall at Electric Picnic, which is what we're selling them for, they won't smash on the ground. Yesterday, I announced a brand partnership with Henshaw Eyewear, my official sunglass partners, and they are giving me a pair of sunglasses to give away to one lucky person who purchases a G-string for the small price of €3.
Absolute rip-off.
On Thursday morning. But the main reason I set up G-String, like, this was all your idea. You set up your business
because I wanted to become a millionaire.
You want to become a millionaire. And my whole idea behind this was, how can I take as much money from Nathan's pot as possible?
Horrible to see.
How can I try and destroy his business? And ladies and gentlemen, this is my radio ad.
Are you listening, Foamy Festival Fish? Their knockoff Crocs are 500% more expensive than my G-string. I was asked the other day, how does someone compete with G-string? I'd say it's difficult with my answer, but I know how to compete with Foamy Festival Fish. It's easy to do at the moment because of their badly run business model. Foamy Festival Feet have one foot in the grave with their price of $19.99. So buy a G-string today and become too hot to advertise.
Okay. That was very, very good.
So now we're moving on. There's our radio ads. We are moving on tomorrow morning to our video ads. Yeah. And this is where the competition gets even hotter, because, look, I think I got the win this morning. I think it's a clear win for me.
Yeah, I'll give it to you.
But I'm worried about yours. I worry that yours is very, very good tomorrow. I have an idea what you're doing, but on the show, in around the same time tomorrow, we will be releasing our video ads onto Instagram.
It's really heating up now, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
And as we've been saying all morning, 2 days to go till our festival merch businesses go on sale. It's Foamy Festival Feet.
Yeah, you know, I am inspired by Crocs. I absolutely love it, and it's somewhat similar. What?
I got the name right. I got the name right.
Shake my hand. It's finally stuck in your head. It's only taken you a month.
And mine is G-String. Sunglasses chain for your sunglasses. We set up the companies initially to sell for Electric Picnic and for festivals. Festival merch to change the game, going head to head. And then we found out a couple of weeks ago that we can't be legit businesses.
We needed some company VAT registration number that we both did not have, so we decided the money would be better off going to charity. But Graham, now I don't know about your company, but I've been receiving a lot of DMs on my Instagram, people saying, how can I buy these Foamy Festival Feet?
So on Thursday morning, what's going to happen is we're going to sell through eBay. Producer Callum has been working in the background, setting up separate eBay accounts to sell our products through. Nathan's will be $19.99, mine will be €3. So how we'll do it on Thursday morning is we'll make it as easy as we can. We'll put up swipe to buy or swipe to go to eBay on our Instagram on official Spin1038. And also, to make it even easier for you, if you want to just message the show via text or WhatsApp, we'll send you the link and you can do so there. But we did say we were going to put all the money we raise to charity, and we got you guys to suggest some charities.
A big thank you to everyone that messaged all the different and brilliant charities.
But one charity that kept on popping up was Temple Street Children's Hospital and the Temple Street Foundation. And we're delighted to have Celine from the Temple Street Foundation on the line. Good morning, Celine.
Good morning, and thank you guys so much for choosing us. We really appreciate it.
Oh, look, Celine, we are absolutely delighted to be associated with such a big charity like yourselves, such a great cause. Now, we're planning on making a lot of money from both of our festival merch. First of all, where is this money going to go towards?
Well, as you can imagine, we have over 147,000 children coming through the hospital every year. So the need is always there to invest in new life-saving equipment and new services and supports for families who are here. So those funds will be put to work where they're needed most in Temple Street.
Well, this is absolutely fantastic. And obviously the plan is for myself and Nathan to make as much money as possible and basically outdo each other. I'm selling sunglasses strings, Celine. Nathan is selling knockoff Crocs. Who do you think is going to win this ultimate battle and raise the most money for Temple Street?
Oh, I don't know. I can't choose sides. They both sound amazing. I'll wear both.
Celine, have you ever owned a pair of Crocs before?
No, I can't say I have, actually.
But have you often walked by them in a store and said to yourself, I think I might purchase them, but...
I've stared at my feet and said they're crockless and I need to change this.
Well, look, Celine, I'm selling mine at a bargain price of $19.99, but I think those funds are going to do very nicely in Temple Street.
Absolutely. They will make a huge difference.
Celine, he's only got 12 pairs to sell. He could...
How dare you?
I've got 300 units to shift when we go on sale on Thursday morning and we'll try and do our very best. Celine, thank you so much for taking our call.
And thank you and best of luck. Thank you so much.
I'm not going to need luck, Celine. They're so good, the products they sell themselves.
And then I'll walk out the door.
Bye, Celine.
Bye, thanks,
see you, Celine. Thanks.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Good morning. It is Graham and Nathan on a Fully Charged 909 playing some Ava Max, Sweet But Psycho. Last year's Christmas number one. What'll be this year's? Who knows? Is it in production right now? Is it out right now? Will it be re-released? So many questions and I've got no answers.
Graham, you're mentioning Christmas.
I am.
I don't know if you're like myself, but on Christmas Day, I like to pop into Dunn's.
Is it open?
It might be, I'm not too sure. But I'll tell you one thing that I'm very sure about Dunn's. They've opened their brand new food hall in the ILAC Centre and it has loads of great stuff like bakeries, you have a cheese counter and of course, you know where you'll find me. The fish counter.
Ah,
I love a little bit of mackerel in my mouth. And to celebrate, we've got €200 to spend in Dunn's to give away every day this week.
It's very simple. If you want to enter this morning, text or WhatsApp us the word shopping and your details to 087 711 1038. And how it works is, we're going to play you a little scenario from myself and Nathan in Dunn's. I am buying stuff and then later on, I'll go home and I've forgotten something. So all you got to do is listen really closely to everything that I'm purchasing at the till. Take note because later on, one of them will be missing when I get home. If you can tell us which one is missing, we'll give you €200 to spend in Dunn's. Here we go. Oh, it's you again.
Oh, you again.
That's just what I said.
Now, the security had to follow you around my bakery because we thought you were going to shoplift.
Well, here we go. Look, there we go. Take my bag. Take my basket. What do I have?
Oh, you have a scone. You have a croissant, a chocolate twist, a bread roll, and a donut, you greedy pig.
So take note of that. And if you want to play, text or WhatsApp us the word shopping and your details to 087 711 1038. We'll get you on play with the clip when I arrive home and one of them will be missing. Okay, so we have James on the line. Good morning, James.
Morning, lots of things.
Top of the morning to you, James. Is your favourite film James and the Giant Peach?
No, James Bond. More like a James Bond man.
Very good. Well, hopefully, James, we can sort you out with €200 to spend in Dunn's. Listen to this. You heard me purchase some baked goods, yeah?
I did. Hopefully, I have them all.
Did you take a list? Did you write it down on a sheet of paper?
Many did you say?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Right, okay.
Well, look, I'm going to play the clip when I arrive home. One of them is missing. All you got to do is tell us which one. Have a listen. All right, let's see these bakery goods now and get stuck into them. There's my scone. Oh, croissant from France. A chocolate twist, a bread roll. Oh no. Oh, no, I bet the shop assistant took the other thing. I can't remember what it is. Which one was it?
A nice donut.
Yes, yes! It was. Correct.
Yes! Come on!
Easy, James. Easy. Well, congratulations. You've just won €200 to spend in Dunn's, James. See you later. Bye-bye.
That's great, lad. Thanks.
My name's Bond.
James Bond.
See you later, bud.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
More chances to win on tomorrow morning's show after nine. That's all thanks to the new Dunn Stores Food Hall in the ILAC Centre. Your slice of food heaven in the city.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
I'm not happy one bit. You know, at this part of the show on a Tuesday, we play an episode from our sitcom. It's called At Home with Graham and Nathan. We've done it for over a year.
I've done it for nearly 2 years now.
So many episodes. And we went into the boss's office. It was a little meeting. And we have not been commissioned.
Yeah, our goal was to get us make money out of HBO, but the executive producers and of the TV company says, you know, guys, just we're gone. It's so good right now, we don't want to make it bad. So this is where we go out on a high.
It's the last episode, Graham.
We're not getting much higher than this. So just want you to really take it in. Take it in as this is the last episode.
And if you're a big fan, I'd like to hear from you. What was your favourite episode? I know it's a big ask. Humour us. 087-711-1038. Come on, let's go out in style.
For the last time.
Hello? Nathan? You home?
Boo! Booga booga woogie.
Goodness sake, Nathan. I'm just back from the doctor's. Look, I've got to tell you something.
We're having a kid?
What? No, no. No, I've been told I've got to go away for a while. I've been given a leave of absence from work due to stress. They said it could be down to my living environment.
Living environment? Sure, how could you be stressed here? You're just living with me.
Yes, Nathan. You're the problem. You aren't easy to live with.
But we have so many great times together. Please, think about it. Graham, can you hold this pot for 1 second?
Yeah, is it hot?
Absolutely not.
Okay, there.
Oh, sorry, the pot I'm holding is cold. Your pot is extremely hot. No, Graham, think harder. Graham? Graham, you awake? Graham, wake up. Meet our new family pet, Rodrigo.
Oh, oh, no, get off me! Get off me, Rodrigo!
Graham, you're not thinking of the great times we've had.
Nathan, what's happened to my brand new car?
What car is this now?
Oh, I don't know. Just the car I spent my entire life savings on.
Oh, yeah, I remember it.
Where is it?
Oh, I traded it for something so much better.
Like what?
This potato. If you squint at it, it looks like Tony McGregor.
Oh, no, Nathan.
No, I can't think of anything good, so that is why I'm leaving.
Does this mean this is the end of At Home with Graham and Nathan?
Who knows?
To be continued.
Who said that?
I think it was my stomach. I haven't eaten anything.
To be continued?
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
We do a segment called Choose
of the... No. It's a real gift, Graham. You've 3 bits of news and I choose one of them to hear the full story from. I can't wait for this morning's one.
3 headlines. Here we go. Headline number 1. Say cheese and steak.
Oh, I love a bit of cheese, I does.
Headline number 2. Something smells fishy.
Mm.
Or number 3. An Edhibition.
You know the last one? Ed Sheeran is having an exhibition, I believe.
Is he? Is he not?
So I would like to hear the first one about cheese.
Say cheese and steak. This has got to do with a gentleman in England called Martin Foley. And he was distraught when he found out his local chain of Greggs stopped selling his favourite pastry. I got mixed up in between the two. It is the cheese and steak pastry.
Oh, I'd say that's delicious.
This is what he does. Every single Saturday, him and his friend walk around to the same Greggs and try and get, as they say in the article, a protein hit from the cheese and steak pastry. He went to one, wasn't there. Went to another one, wasn't there either words. So he had to settle for some sausage rolls. Quoted and saying, when we went in and ended up having the sausage roll, we were walking down the high street and I said, nothing compares.
Then afterwards he went home and he decided to write a parody of Sinead O'Connor's song, Nothing Compares to You, and send it to Greggs. So I'll read you the lyrics of the song, because when listening to Sinead O'Connor's Nothing Compares to You, it's a very slow song and I also can't sing. So
you
I'm
don't
not
have her dulcet tones.
So I'll kind of say it in a poem. And only the first quarter, because he wrote a full song. It's been several hours and a few days since you took your rolls away. I went in for a bite on Saturday, but you've taken them away. Since you've been gone, I can eat whatever I want. I can eat whatever I choose. I could eat my dinner in a fancy restaurant, but nothing, I said nothing, can take away the blues. Cause nothing compares. And it goes on like that.
Oh, that is stunning.
Now, he said he was going to do this because he remembered Greggs have a very active social media presence and are kind of humorous as well. Greggs responded. And Nathan, I responded.
Handed me over the sheet of paper.
With Take That Back for Good.
So they actually did this, Greggs.
They did a full song back to Martin Foley. Would you like to give just the first bit of the song?
I guess now it's time for Greggs to own up. I think it's time. We've had to rest our steak and cheese rolls. It's tearing us up. Oh baby, yeah. It's filling us with pure emotion that our rolls of steak and cheese, we've had to leave them. We've had to leave them all behind now. And then the chorus, whatever we said, whatever we did, we didn't mean it. We're going to bring them back for good.
They're coming back.
They're coming back.
Greggs have announced that they will be bringing the steak and cheese rolls back. I don't know if it's just because of Martin and his genius song, but they are coming back. So Martin Foley getting his post-gym protein hit. We'll be back very soon. Nathan, thank you for choosing the news.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged weekday mornings from 7.
Spin 103.8.